Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The legacy of Billy Graham will echo through eternity. He touched so many people around the world with his multiple crusades, television programs, books, and his personal, simple message of belief in Jesus Christ, who forgives you of your sins, who will give you a new life. We're going to be talking about Billy Graham and honor his legacy on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, we both have known Bill Bright,
right,
founder of Campus Crusade for Christ, and Vonette Bright, Bill's wife. Both of them have passed. Now Billy Graham has passed. But what people may not know is the connection early on between Billy Graham, Vonette Bright, and Bill Bright.
Right. All of them were discipled by a woman, Henrietta Mears, who had a Sunday school class at First Presbyterian Church in Hollywood. And then once Vonette and Bill Bright started dating, she wasn't a Christian at the time. And so Henrietta sat down and shared the Lord with her, and she became a Christian. So can you guys imagine the homecoming when Billy Graham enters the gates of heaven and meets his wife, Ruth, Bill Bright, Vonette Bright, and Henrietta Mears?
It'll be a celebration.
Yeah. There's a shout
sure.
going on now.
Yeah, that's definitely a celebration.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Billy Graham gave his life to the Lord around his 17th birthday,
right,
and that changed the direction of his life, changed his whole career. It certainly did the same thing for Bill Bright.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the business world.
Right. He had a candy company.
Yeah, and he was very successful at that. He could have gone in anywhere he wanted to within the business world, but it was his relationship and encounter with Jesus Christ that literally changed his life and ultimately impacted Vonette, who I remember sitting with Vonette at her home before she passed, and she would share the story about how when Bill became a believer in Jesus, and how she was resistant to
that's
that.
That's right.
She
thought, who's this radical person to become?
Yeah, she wasn't ready to give up the opulent life that she
right.
thought she was going to have as the wife of a successful businessman.
But you know, the key, Matt, was that both these men surrendered their hearts, their lives to the Lord. And in their ministry, that was evident every day. It was never about Bill Bright or Billy Graham. It was about the Lord Jesus Christ and how
always.
Do I surrender him
yeah.
today?
And look at the legacy. Look at
right.
you know, 250 million people who have attended Billy
right.
Graham's more than 400 crusades. We all want to hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant, right? Boy, you know that those words are resounding now as Billy Graham stands before the Lord, that he
right.
served so well and for so many years, and how many souls, you know, did God use Billy Graham as an instrument to save and lead to him?
Yeah, 185 countries is where he had crusades and simulcast. 185 countries, that's almost every nation in the world where he had his crusade either there or it was simulcast into one of these countries. That's more than anybody on the planet.
Yeah, he's spoken to more people
and
than anyone.
And his message was very simple.
Mm-hmm.
It was never complicated.
Right.
If you heard one message, you basically heard all the messages.
Right.
Essentially, he had a very simple gospel message that we are sinners, that Jesus came to die in our place and give us salvation, and we need to accept what he has done by faith.
Right.
That was essentially his message, and he packed out stadiums and packed out audiences all over the world with that very compelling but yet simple message.
And I remember even he came out with movies. I remember counseling at one of the movies. They'd go to regular movie theaters and they'd show this particular movie, you know, that his association had created, and then have an altar call at the end of the movie. It was the most amazing thing. But people were even reached through modern media at that point.
And, you know, Billy Graham would not allow his meetings, his assemblies, his evangelistic rallies to be segregated. Right. He refused to do that. This was at a time when people were still in favor, some people were, of segregation, and he refused to have segregation because of his understanding, clearly from the scriptures, that we're all created in the image of God and that all of us were sinners or are sinners, and there's no difference between skin color. We're all God's creatures, and skin color shouldn't separate us.
Yeah, in fact, I remember the story about when Billy Graham saw the rope, you know, that had roped off for whites and for colored people, you know, with the signs respectively. And he asked one of the workers there who was working the rally, he said, "Hey, can you please go take that rope down and just open it up for everybody?" And the man refused to do it. So Billy Graham went down and did it himself, moved the rope to desegregate the crowd and allow an actual picture of the body of Christ, you know, mixed races, you know, race as Billy Graham saw it was just skin deep, you know, that the soul, we are all children of God.
And, you know, right. President Trump issued a proclamation that at the time of his funeral will be the flags flown at half mast. And that's amazing as a tribute to the impact of this individual who met with presidents, Republican and Democrat, met with world leaders, was highly respected around the world. He also gave a statement in honor of Billy Graham, President Donald Trump did. And he said, for example, that he was one of the towering figures of the last 100 years, an American hero whose life and leadership truly earned him the title God's Ambassador. He also says Billy's unshakable belief in the power of God's word to transform hearts gave hope to all who listened to his message, a simple message, God loves you. He carried this message around the world through his crusades, bringing entire generations to faith in Jesus Christ. You know, the impact that you can have on a young person is incredible, and what will ultimately happen in their lives, in their future, because of bringing them to faith in Jesus. We represent Child Evangelism Fellowship all over the United States, which has the Good News Clubs. They have those clubs after school. They have them in communities. They have the five-day backyard club or summer clubs. And this ministry has been around for many years, and its mission is to take the good news of Jesus Christ to children ages 5 through 12, roughly the elementary school K through 5 level. And it's a powerful ministry because what we find is 85% of adults who are surveyed asked the question, when did you first give your life to Jesus? And 85% of those people who are adults now will say, somewhere between the time of this date or that date before my 13th birthday.
Wow.
Now, they oftentimes recommit themselves, rededicate. They obviously grow in their relationship with Jesus. Billy Graham was outside of that model. I was outside of that model. But 85% give their life to the Lord in that time frame. He was at around 17. I was around the age of 18 when that happened, right after I graduated from high school. It was in my 18th year. So the impact of bringing a person to Jesus Christ, particularly young people, will echo through history. And, you know, we need more of that. With all the hatred we see out there, especially in social media, within our schools, at the heart of all of these issues that we see, the tragedies, the mass shootings, is really a need for a heart transformation, not religion, but a relationship with Jesus Christ. That is what will transform a person's heart.
You know, and it's interesting. I mean, you think of Billy Graham speaking to so many people on the planet, but yet he said that, you know, Lord, I'm a sinner and I still need your forgiveness. I still need the cross. And he asked the Lord to give him peace in his heart, and he did. And that's what it all boils down to. You know, we're still sinners and we still need forgiveness. And those people that are even committing all this stuff are basically sinners who need the Lord, and we need to pray for them and reach out and share the gospel as this faithful man did.
Well, Billy Graham's legacy will echo through history. You've seen the postings on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, of how many people literally gave their life to Jesus through a Billy Graham crusade, either in person or watching it on TV or reading one of his books, 34 books, so much impact that he's had around the world, and it will and continues to echo through the lives of those who have been transformed by a simple message that we are sinners, Jesus died for our sins, and you can accept Him and forgiveness by faith alone in Jesus Christ. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Stand with us as we continue to defend and advance religious freedom. LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. lc.org.